It's Jesse Perry.
And now it's time for another episode of Ted Frischman, the guy with bad ACLs. Tonight's episode, A Walk in the Park.
Ah, it's beautiful out here. Ah, look at that blue jay. Ah, boy, there's nothing like a good straw.
Oh! My knee! My knee! Why? Ah!
This has been another touching episode of Ted Frischman, the guy with bad ACLs. See you next week!
Greetings, various people! Jess Perry back with another fantastic episode of Jesse is Terrific. Now, ladies and gentlemen, first, I need to be very serious. If I could turn... Let me just turn this music off. There we go. Now, in my last episode, I did a sketch where a dumb character named Jim complained about haters.
Haters!
And how anybody that disagreed with him was a hater... That was out to get him. It was a clip kind of mocking that sense of delusional entitlement that a lot of stupid people have.
Jesse, you asshole.
Stay out of this, Chris. Well, apparently someone didn't like my mockery of dumb, hostile goofballs, and he hopped onto Facebook and complained like a dumb, hostile goofball.
Golly.
See, a guy named Jim Cherry apparently listened to my podcast, listened to the sketch, and apparently he thought, holy crap, that dumbass character is me.
Haters have to get
in. At least I like to think that. I'm guessing what happened is some other open micer heard the podcast, told Jim about it in order to get him riled up because the person knew that riling up Jim Cherry was a super easy thing to do. By the way, to the open micer that did that, how sad is your life?
You're the best, Jesse.
Naturally, Jim was so infuriated by my thing that he complained on Facebook. Jim has spent thousands of words online telling me why he doesn't care.
I don't care
about what I say.
Is that what you said?
And point taken, Jim, over and over and over again. See, Jim doesn't like the way I've never properly appreciated the daydreams of open micers. I believe his good buddy Christy Itzen summed it up best. Well said, Christy. See, when you're a star in your own mind, the last thing you need is a dissenting viewpoint that interrupts the movie playing in your head.
Haters!
Anyway, old Jim posted this on Facebook, and I don't think I can get this right, but I'm going to try to. I think I'm officially famous now, guys. A washed-up former comic that I've never met has mentioned me in a podcast. I take it as the highest of compliments that someone who's never known me can take time out of their busy schedule to speak about me. And he put busy in quotes, as if to imply that I'm not busy.
Bitter quitter.
Hurtful. He continues, but for future reference, if you're going to speak about me, at least get the name right. James Victor Cherry. Thanks, you heels have eyes, monkey mouth looking ass bitch. Kang! By the way, Kang refers to his original stage name, which was King James.
King!
But he still uses that for reasons I don't totally get. So anyway, he goes on to Facebook to call me ugly because I made an allusion to him on a podcast. By the way, I think it's important to note to listeners that we are living in the lamest time in American history. so that's that. Some guy got pissed. My apologies to Jim Cherry. Don't worry, Jim. You are not interesting enough to ever be mentioned again on this show.
King!
Although, if I do, I'm going to call you Jim Cherry because that apparently ticks you off, and I find that so goofy and stupid that I plan on doing it forever.
Haters have to get in.
Now, before I end this segment, Jim Cherry's Facebook post, it sounded awfully familiar to me, especially those last few insults, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. But I looked through my record collection, and I found the song he was referring to. Recorded back in 1977, enjoy this clip from Billy Bob Dildo and the Hillbilly Dimbulbs. Hit it, boys!
You heels have eyes, monkey mouth, looking half bitch. You look like you got baked by hickory switched. Just you wait, someday I'll be famous and rich. You heels have eyes, monkey mouth, looking half bitch.
You ain't no better than me, you ain't no better than me, you ain't no better than me, shut up! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, give it up to Billy Bob Dildo and the Hillbilly Dimbulbs. I love those guys. I think they're actually playing at the Grand Ole Opry here in a couple weekends, so be sure to check them out. Now that that whole period of ugliness is behind us, let's focus on what really matters here at Jesse is Terrific. And that, of course, is me! So, in honor of me, I hope that you can indulge me while I do a very quick thing that I want to do. I must warn you, it may not be funny. It may be only funny to me. But this is an impression of my mother making up her own lyrics to the theme from Mad Men. Enjoy.
Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men. J.C., how are you? Oh my goodness. Mad Men, Mad Men, J.C., why don't you call? You are nice. Say please and thank you. You are really nice. You are, J.C. J.C., you're nice. Why don't you ever call? Would you like some pie?
Jesse Perry.
And now it's time for another episode of Ted Frischman, the guy with bad ACLs. Tonight's episode, the follow-up trip to the hospital.
Doctor, I just want to thank you for seeing me on such short notice.
Yeah, well, I'm a good doctor, and that's what I... Good doctors do that. I have an amazing amount of patients.
You do, and I really appreciate your work. You are really, really good doctor.
Yeah, I know. I have a great bedside manner, but I'm in a hurry, so go ahead and... Do you have a question?
Oh, I was just wondering, how long am I going to be in this cast, do you think, for...
Well, you're not going to be in the cast as long as you would be had you seen some other doctor.
Oh, that's
and
good.
So you probably made the right choice.
Oh,
what's the next question?
Well,
do you
good.
Have anything else?
I was just wondering, my other ACL feels perfectly fine.
There's nothing in your chart about the other ACL.
Well, I know. I was just... The narrator mentioned that I have bad ACLs, plural, and I was a little curious about that.
Yeah, is the narrator a doctor?
Not that I know of.
Well, if he is a doctor, he didn't go to John Hopkins University. That's for certain.
Probably not.
And so maybe, if you want to go for a second opinion, you should seek that of a doctor who is not a narrator. And maybe when you hear voices, you shouldn't immediately assume that they have any medical validity.
You're a really good doctor.
Thanks, I know.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for wasting your time. I'm just going to head out.
I'll see you later. That's fine. Watch out for the wet floor, will you, please?
Oh! My other knee! Why?
Can I get a... Can I please get a nurse? Can I get a nurse, please?
This has been Ted Frischman, the guy with bad ACLs. See you again in 9 to 12 weeks. Thank you, Chris. Please check out Chris Slight on Twitter at twitter.com/ChrisSlight. Thanks also to the cocky doctor, Paul Strickland. who you can find at twitter.com/talkingpaul, and of course Brian Bates at twitter/BrianBatesComic. God bless us, everyone.
Golly.
Jesse is